Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, April the 5th, 2010. Sitting here this morning with my Bible, and you know, there's a verse in Proverbs 3 that talks about trusting God with all your heart and not leaning on your own understanding. Perhaps you've heard that verse before. But you know, trusting God does not mean that you put your head in the sand and are oblivious to everything going on around you. There are some people that say it's being negative and not trusting God to get information, you know, to get the facts, to know what's going on. But the real key is that regardless of facts and information, regardless of what's going on, we can still choose to trust God. But we're not stupid either. There are many people who are concerned about what's going on in our country. The Bible says that we should pray for those who are in charge, right? And when they're not doing what you think they should be doing, sometimes it can be a little hard to pray for them. And when they're doing things that you think are harmful for the country, well, it's even harder to pray for them. Now, there's a balance in all of this. I mean, you can listen to every news report, spend hours on the internet, email people back and forth, get so entangled into everything that's going on that you end up in what I call panic mode. The other extreme is, hey, God will just have to take care of us. I mean, everything's going to work out just fine. We just have to trust God. After all, this is America, founded on biblical principles, you know. We've had difficult times before, and everything's just going to be fine. Don't worry about anything. We don't even need to know what's going on. I call that having your head in the sand. Now, those are two extremes. But we also know from the scriptures that before Christ returns, things in this world will get worse. And I'm not preaching that we all need to run for the hills and hide up in the mountains somewhere. I mean, over the centuries, there have been groups that have done that. But I believe for this country, unless things change, the course that we're on right now will change many, many things. And no, it's not going to be the end of your life. But I believe that capitalism, free enterprise, government leaving you alone so that you can pursue your own happiness, that kind of a system is not perfect. But you know something? If you just look at history, with God's help and blessing on our country, that system has produced the most prosperous nation ever. And speaking of our country, you know, in our Declaration of Independence, it talks about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is not a guarantee, but God gave us the right to pursue our own happiness. Now, the Bible still says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. But with God's blessings on this country, not only has it benefited the people of this country, but the rest of the world with our generous giving and our military protection so many, many times. But again, there's a balance that we need to have here. And it really involves keeping our hearts locked into our spiritual reality, living, if you will, on a higher level. You know, Jesus Christ was aware of the politics of his day and time. He knew what Herod was all about. In fact, there's one place where he called Herod a fox. He knew what was involved with the Romans occupying his country. He understood clearly where the scribes and Pharisees were coming from. And of course, if you know anything about the Bible, they carried a whole lot of power. But he didn't allow all that was going on around him to deter him. He kept his focus on a higher plane, his walk with his Father. And we need to conduct our own personal affairs with great wisdom and prudence. Now, we always should, but I think it's very critical to make sound decisions in these days and times that we're living in. We definitely need God's help and direction. And I believe that with God's help and direction, we can be blessed and live abundantly. And the reason I believe that is because when I read the Bible, there are no disclaimers on the promises. You know, you don't read in the Bible that God will supply all of your need except when there's a recession or except when they pass a law that says this and that. There are no disclaimers, no small print on the promises of God that you read in the Bible. But I also believe that nothing is automatic just because I'm a believer. You know, Jesus Christ said all things are possible to him who believes God. Now, here's something to think about. When the children of Israel were attacked and then taken captive to Babylon, and outside of an army invading and killing you, that's about the worst possible thing that could happen to you. Someone comes in, attacks you, kills a lot of the people, your family, friends, and then takes a bunch of people to a foreign land, you know, where the culture is different, the language is different, and there they were, taken captive to Babylon. Well, you know, shortly after that happened, the prophet Jeremiah wrote a letter to the folks that were in Babylon, captive. And you know what he told them? He told them that they should build houses and dwell in them and plant gardens and eat the fruit, take wives, get married, have children, have your children get married. And the whole point of that was so that you don't diminish, rather that you increase there and not diminish. In perhaps the worst of all scenarios, being captive, look what God tells them to do, to live life and to make the best of the situation that they're in. And so, you know what that tells me is that no matter how desperate times may get, God still wants to help and bless. But again, it's not automatic. You know, I did a podcast on March the 26th, and I shared some of my thoughts on entitlements and some other things as well. If you've not heard that podcast, it's called My Country, 'Tis of Thee, and you really ought to listen to that podcast. And everyone will agree, the things going on here in the United States didn't happen overnight. You know, a lack of responsibility and it's not my fault way of thinking has grown and grown over the years. So much so that that kind of an attitude has resulted in our country really divided on whether or not the government should continue to have more and more control over the people. Really, when you look at it and look at the big picture, it's so much bigger than the health care bill. So what can we do about it? Should we run for office? Should we join committees and spend every spare minute involved in doing something? Well, first and foremost, pray. Again, the Bible says we're to pray for those who are in office. And I've heard, and perhaps you have too, people are saying that there are things in the health care bill that are a direct violation of the Constitution of the United States. Now, if that's true, our officials were sworn to uphold the Constitution. And if they're not doing that, well, perhaps we could pray that they would wake up and uphold the Constitution. So the Bible tells us we're supposed to pray for those who are in power, those that have the authority. And as I've been saying for years, pray and ask God to raise up men and women with integrity who will legislate with wisdom and uphold the Constitution. We can certainly pray for that, can't we? Secondly, what else can we do? Well, put our trust in God. Well, that's nice to say that, and it's easy to say that too, isn't it? Yes, let's just trust in God. But you know something? There's a big difference between saying it and believing it. And when you read things in the Bible, like here in Psalm 121, where it talks about, my help comes from the Lord. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is your shield. The Lord is your right hand. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. He'll preserve you. When you read things like that, does this say that there will never be any difficult times? Well, no, of course not. Does it say that if hard times come, that means God has deserted you? No, absolutely not. I mean, the Bible says God will never leave you nor forsake you. We can certainly look to Him for help and for guidance. And when we read the promises in the Bible of God's help and God's deliverance and God's protection, are they automatic? No. We need to believe them. And if He promises us His help, His guidance, His direction, His protection, then we can pray and ask and then believe that He will bring His promises to pass. And if we're doing that, then we can absolutely expect His help, His direction, His guidance, His personal guidance for the affairs of our lives. And we look for it. We expect it. We need to remember that being born again does not give us automatic armor, you know, make us invincible. But it does give us the potential of being, what it says in Romans, more than a conqueror. And I'll tell you something, it's not how many verses you know, it's not how many classes you've taken, it's not how often you go to church or a fellowship, it's what you believe in your heart of hearts. So first, we can and we should pray, more than ever, for our country. Pray for those who are in charge. Pray and ask God to raise up men and women with integrity that can stand for what is right, that can legislate with wisdom, and that will uphold the Constitution of our country. Pray for your family and your loved ones. And secondly, continue to invest the time and effort into your personal relationship with God. Talk with God. Pour your heart out to God. Seek God's help, His guidance, and His direction. You know, the bigger and richer the relationship with Him, the more that you will trust Him to help, to guide, and to direct your personal affairs with personal solutions just for you. Well, that's it for this podcast. You have a comment? If you do, you can type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. Don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, guess what? You don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new, because you'll get every new posting personally sent to you. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, and you can do it either through email or RSS. And everyone that does subscribe gets a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.